Looking to add a little grace and glamour to your life? Step into the world of Curtsy Ballroom, Nashville's premier destination for luxury ballroom dance instruction. Whether you're preparing for a wedding, a special event, or just want to feel confident on the dance floor, Curtsy Ballroom offers personalized, high-end instruction that makes dancing feel effortless and fun. From waltz to tango, swing to salsa, their expert instructors tailor every lesson to your goals, your pace, and your style. And the best part? No experience required. Step out of the ordinary and into something unforgettable. Visit curtsyballroom.com to book your private session today. Curtsy Ballroom, where confidence meets choreography. Want the full report on those gorgeous weddings you see online? Welcome to the Wedding Reporter Podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa DeChico, and I'm interviewing influencers and celebrities all about their engagements and wedding days. Plus, you'll hear about the latest trends from the best wedding pros in the biz. So whether you're engaged or simply a hopeless romantic, let's chat about the latest headlines making their way into the wedding world. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wedding Reporter Podcast. Today, I have some really fun guests with us. I cannot wait to chat with them. This is Mr. Hanpei and Christy, his fiance, and I'm just going to go ahead and read a quick bio. Jason Belke is an entrepreneur and the creator behind the popular YouTube channel, Mr. Hanpei, known for his entertaining casino content, travel, and larger-than-life experiences. Beyond the cameras, Jason is passionate about his family, adventure, and building a meaningful life with his fiance, Christy. And together, they bring humor, authenticity, and excitement as they share their journey through love, engagement, and wedding planning. So welcome to the show, guys.
Hi. Thank you. Hey. Thank you for having us.
Yes. I would just love to know, how did you guys meet?
We met on an app called The League. Yeah, so The League is something that's a little bit different. So instead of being able to scroll through and swipe left and right on thousands of people a day, you get three. That's it. So I know, like, the stars have to align in order to meet someone on here. Christy was the first person I matched with on there. And so it's crazy, right? You have to be in the...
No,
I'm a firm believer, if you take a left instead of a right at any point in your life, it can change the outcome of the rest of your life.
Seriously. So it's like you guys each get three people and you have to match with that same person you get for that day. And that happened with both of you on the same day. So you guys matched. Then what happened next? Do you guys get to message each other? Like, do you go on a date? Like, how does this progress?
We talked on the app for like a little while. And then he messaged me his number in the app. So then I Googled him, but then I sort of stopped talking to him because it says he's married and all these other things. And I was like, well, I'm not getting into all that mess. That's not for me. And then I finally like re-messaged him in the app, but I didn't text him after he gave me his number. So he thought that was suspicious and he almost didn't text me back.
No, so I never responded. I didn't respond in the app, and I don't play games. And then all of a sudden, you sent me a text.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you did send me a text, and we could scroll back, but I think it would take a day to go through the iPhone to find it. But you did text me back something like, "Were you not going to respond to me if I didn't text you?"
Oh,
something,
yeah, that sounds
some smart aleck.
Yeah,
comment like that, and I was like, "No, I was just busy."
Liar.
Oh my gosh. So there was a little back and forth here already. So now you have each other's numbers and things start progressing. Like, do you first meet up?
So we were texting back and forth, right? And there was a point when we set the date that we're going to meet. And the way that the schedule with my daughter, Blair, she's 11. We'll have her on here later. The only time I had free was like every other weekend or Wednesdays before 8 p.m. I had to be home, right? We had to try to fit a date in there. We had like set up this date and we talked on the phone about it. And then like I hung up and I called her back and I was like, "Hey, the only reason I'm calling is because I feel like you can handle this. I'm not trying to be a weirdo, but if..." Yeah, if things go well on Wednesday, I'm going to Foxwoods. If you want to come with, you're more than welcome to. And you go to the spa. We get nice dinners. I'm going to have to work. My team will be there. But it'd be great to hang out with you and get to know you. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult.
And I'm like, what's Foxwoods?
Yeah, right.
So I also always said I would never date a gambler. Christy likes to gamble.
I do be gambling.
Okay. Okay. So did you have like a lot of gambling experience before you guys met?
Yeah. Just like a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's the future Mrs. Handpay. So, and yes. Maybe on social media. So we'll see.
Let's just pump the brakes on that. But yeah. So anyway, he's supposed to pick me up for this date at 4:30.
I think you wanted me there by 4:30 because you were going to be home and you had to get ready.
Yeah, I had to get home from work, and then he was supposed to come pick me up. And I said, if you're late, don't show up.
And I started driving, and my GPS said like 4:38. And I'm like, I need to get there on time.
Yeah, I wasn't playing around. Because he texted me. He's like, what if I'm like a minute or two late? And I was like, well, then just turn around. He's like, are you serious? And
I
was like,
I love this.
And I was like, well, it's our first date, like first impression. So if you cared, you'd probably just be on time. Like you didn't move somewhere different. You knew how far away you were.
She didn't say that, but I was thinking that. Yeah.
That's so good. Okay. So were you late? Was it 4:38 you showed up?
4:29. I got there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
4:29. So I get out of my truck, right? I get to her place and she's standing there and I am just in shock. Like I got her a little gift.
It wasn't little. It was humongous. I couldn't even barely lift it.
I'm over flowers and other stuff. So I did something different. She loves to eat snacks. So I got her a snack basket full of all different types of snacks.
But it was heavy as heck. Like it was massive. It was like ginormous.
But she was sitting there and just the pictures did not do her justice. In her pictures, she looked beautiful. And that's love at first sight for me, 100%. So,
that's so sweet.
We ended up driving down the road to like this little Lebanese place. I'd never been to it before. So you cannot, there's no alcohol, nothing at this place. We were there for a while and then had an awesome meal. And she was so nervous. She made zero eye contact with me. Like it was like, I was like, what's wrong with me? You're looking everywhere except for me. I'm sitting and I'm sort of intense. Like I just stare, right?
His eye contact was like overwhelming. Like he just like didn't stop looking at me. I don't even know if he blinked. Blinked? I don't know. I was nervous and I don't get super nervous very often. Like I come from just like being a chatty Cathy, gift of gab kind of gal. And I was like nervous, but it went good.
Oh my gosh. So Christy, you were feeling it too. You were like, okay, this guy's making me nervous. I'm taken aback a little bit. And like, same with Jason. You were like, okay, love at first sight. She opens the door. Wow. She's gorgeous. Like her pictures don't do her justice.
Exactly. So she's really good at setting rules. So like one of the rules she said, she never kisses on the first date. I can totally respect any boundaries that are ever set. So we had an awesome first date. She invited me in after to bring the basket in because it was so heavy.
And you can meet my dog, Charlie.
Met Charlie. Yep. And then I left and sped home so I could.
It felt weird to invite him in the house, but I literally couldn't carry the basket because when he gave it to me, he's like, do you want to bring it in now or after dinner? And I sat there like, okay, this feels like a trick question. So I chose after dinner, but it felt like it wasn't stranger danger-ish because I knew he had to leave to go get his daughter. So it wasn't like he could like hang around and linger, you know, like we had our dinner. It was a good first date.
Oh
10
my gosh,
out of 10.
That's so fun.
And love she agreed it. To go to Foxwoods that Friday.
Yeah.
More rules. Yep.
Yeah. More rules. A lot of rules. Yes. Yep. Yeah. So we went there and had an amazing weekend.
We did.
Yeah. It was awesome. Christy got to meet the whole team. Well, here's the thing. Like you just never know if someone's like sort of like in you. Right. And like, when did that happen? So we flew private out there and then we took a bus and we're like sitting across from each other the whole time. Right. And then we got on the plane. We were on the bus and there was just a point when like our hands sort of
so embarrassing
touched. And then she like grabbed my hand. I was like, okay, maybe she does like me. I'm not sure.
Well, because we were sitting there and I was like, why is this man not putting his hand on my leg? Why is he not holding my hand? What's he doing? But then you did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we had an awesome weekend at Foxwoods. We were leaving and she goes, well, when am I going to see you again? I was like, well, this coming weekend, we're going to go to Vegas because I had another trip planned to Vegas. And she was like, I don't want that. I don't want it to only be you and I doing these crazy trips. I want to see what you're like. And every day, because I say like people meet me and they think it's just gambling, right? That's all I do 24/7. No, I'm a family man. I'm a father first. Gambling's a very small part of my life. You know, the time that free time I have, I do go to the casino and I create content, But it's more about everything else, right? I'll choose my daughter any day over going to a casino. And people don't believe that, but that's the truth. So
right. She
goes, when can I see you outside of these trips? And I go, you can come over tonight.
Love that.
Which was crazy because she had to work so early the next morning. Like, we didn't get back till like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then her work was like an hour away. So it wasn't a ton of time, but we have virtually spent, all but like 5 nights together since we've met.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So it was just like right off the bat, you guys just like started hanging out and never stopped. So how long ago was that you guys met?
Not that long, girl.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to know dates?
The timeline's going
to
scare people.
If you're open to sharing, sure.
Honestly, like we have nothing to hide at all. So our first date was on March 6th.
Oh my gosh. So this does happen.
So we got engaged after 45 days. Exactly. So 75, 76 days since our first date is today. So it's 75. Yeah. And one of my friends said it best. He goes, being engaged is not something I take lightly. Right? Like, I've been engaged once before.
Same.
Right? And it was a different situation for me. Like, had my daughter, right? Never was married, but this is definitely a choice. Yeah. And
when you say it like it's a choice, you make it sound bad. That's a choice.
It was definitely, a very good thing, right? It wasn't forced.
And it's like, when you know, you know. It's like you guys had that spark right off the bat. It's like, whoa, there's something different about this other person.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop hanging out with them. Let's move to the next level. Christy, I want to ask you, did you guys talk about marriage? Like, was an engagement something that you were like ready for in that amount of time?
I mean, yes, we talked about it.
Okay.
I'm older than people think, so that's good and bad. But I thought that we should get engaged and married. Like, that's what I was dating for, right? Like, maybe not him, but that's what I was looking for, is like something serious. And yeah, we talked about it, but I didn't think it would happen like this fast.
First phone call, you were like,
I want to get married and I want to have kids. Do you want to have more kids? Do you want to get married again? Like, I'm not playing around.
Yeah, it came right out. And like, I honestly, I was not planning on having any more children at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about baby making. That's not what this podcast is.
No, but
I'm all about it.
But honestly, like, I was not interested in that until I met Christy and we really talked about it and really opened up my eyes to, you know, how amazing life could be with somebody else and do that. And obviously, like, having a child at 45 can, or older, is not ideal, right? But I'm definitely open to it and very excited about what's next.
Okay, that's exciting. So you guys were like talking about this right off the bat. And then Jason, when did the ring come about? Like, did you guys go shopping for it? Was it a complete surprise for Christy?
Well, so she talked about it a little bit and she sort of told me like what her ideal ring was, and she said an oval, and I just asked questions and it was just sort of poking around. So we went to Vegas and then it was actually on 3/22, so March 22nd.
These dates on Reddit is crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
March 22nd, we were in Vegas and we went to one of the Harry Winston stores, and like, I thought when you go to Vegas, you're going to find like massive diamonds all over the place. Not true. You cannot find a 4-carat oval really anywhere, or really any really large diamonds. Like, Tiffany didn't have any, but I really wanted to do this to see her ring size.
Okay, yeah.
And it was so just for like, information gathering, shopping, right? More than anything. Right. And just to see what would look good. We sort of put a 4-carat diamond like over her finger just to see what it would look like, because I had no idea. I've never done anything like this before. That's where we talked about it, and shortly after I started the process, Clint at Hale Jewelry in Gainesville, Florida, I've done business with him in the past, just like buying and selling different designer items. And he's a great jeweler. Started getting some ideas from him. And like, this is different than just going to like a K jeweler, right? Like, right, he has to go out and try to find the diamond. And he gave me a bunch of different options. And we actually, the one that we got is color D. So it is completely colorless, right? And it's a VVS1, I think. So like very, very slight inclusion. You can't even see it with the naked eye. So, yeah, and there's no fluorescence, and it's like one of the best diamonds you could get.
Oh my gosh. It was pretty.
Yes. Yeah. Can I see it? I would love to see. Oh,
I don't know. Am I doing it?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I can see it. Oh my gosh. It's gorgeous.
I don't know if that works. Does it? You can kind of.
Yeah. You can see how it's like. Yeah.
So if you don't know me, like I do everything sort of big, and I'm sort of concerned sometimes, like maybe it's not big enough because she did say something.
Oh, what'd you say? I was making a joke. That's all over the internet. Cause he was like, what size ring do you want? And I was like, I don't know. I just want it to be pretty. And then I said, I don't know. How close do you want people to get to me before they can tell I'm engaged? Cause you've seen that on the internet, right?
Yes. Yes.
He had never heard it before. So he thought it was hilarious.
That is so good. Great job. So right after you went ring shopping, you were like, I got to get with my ring guy. And then you have the ring, and then let's dive into the proposal story. So
hold on. So like what was
the day we got
the day we got engaged was, yeah. So it was April 18th. So that was a Saturday. So the ring had to go from Clint's jeweler to himself, and then he had to inspect it and then send it to me. I was like, Clint, I need it by Thursday because I'm leaving Friday. He goes, you sure? I was like, I trust you. Everything that you guys have ever done has been perfect. Just send it right to me. So he sent it to me and he goes, bad news. I can't ship it to your house. It's worth too much. They had to ship it to a business.
Wow.
With insurance. So they sent it to my buddy, Scott. So one of the guys that I have on the channel, I call him Scott the Farmer, right? He owns Maple Metal Products in Germantown. Plugs, right?
It's all it's just what you do. It's how you introduce people as their name in their business.
Yeah. So Scott and his sister, Terry, are there. And Terry's like, hey, Jason got a package here today. It's like light in a big box. She goes, what is it? He goes, don't worry about it. And Scott didn't know what it was either. I didn't tell him.
Oh,
and
okay.
She's like, is it a ring? Like, I found all this stuff after. And Scott's like, don't worry about it. I don't know. So I went in there, grabbed the box, left, went home, and put it in my safe in the basement. And I just kept going down there and looking at it.
I had no idea.
That's sweet.
I had no idea he was like trying to get it that fast. Like, I thought we might get engaged like this year because our timeline was very expedited on a couple of different things. But I didn't know that it was like we looked at him and then he was going to grab one.
So I was not planning on proposing when I did. Okay. We're going to Foxwoods the next day. And her parents actually came with. Her parents drove here from Minnesota and we all flew private. And what I did is, you know, I always have a bag, right? People call it a merce. So people make fun of me. So they're all like, I have, I don't know, 40 of these, right? Different Louis Vuitton bags. Why do I have it? So I can keep my cash on my chest, right? So I took this ring box and I put it on the bottom, stacked all the cash on top. And I brought it with the Foxwoods just in case. So we're at Foxwoods. The first day I was there, I think I won about $40,000 or $45,000, right? I was up a bunch of money. It was a good day.
That's amazing.
Saturday, turned around. I think I lost about $140,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then what I had to do, I'm a brand ambassador for DraftKings, right? So we had to go offsite. We did a DraftKings live. I went and told Dita, she's like the VP of operations, like content creation. She helps with everything on the channel. All of us, we were all in the suite. And I was like, hey, Dita, come here. And I was like, I'm going to do it today. And she started crying in the hallway. She goes, what? And I'm like supposed to go live that night for Scientific Gaming, one of our partners. And I was like, dude, I'm going to give you guys the cash. You and Robin, you guys are going to go live tonight after the DraftKings thing. So we get to the restaurant. Shane goes and he's setting everything up. And her dad runs outside to get some stuff. And I walk out there with him. And I dropped the bomb on Randy. I was like,
that's my dad.
Yeah, Randy.
Oh my gosh.
I just told him how I felt and how I'm not going to waste any more time. And when you know, you know. And he actually started crying and said yes. Because we had talked about that before. Like, well, what if your dad says no? She goes, well, just tell him that's what you're going to do. And that's not the way
that's hilarious.
I am. It went perfect. Yeah. Like Randy was tearing up. Randy was crying. And I went inside and then I had to risk $100,000 to play DraftKings.
Yep.
And ended up doing pretty good on the stream. And then afterwards, I didn't even tell you. I was like, hey, you and I are going to just go to downtown Mystic.
It's like a town by the casino. It's like on the ocean. It's cute.
Yeah.
But I'd never been there.
It's absolutely beautiful. So we went down there and we were walking sort of on the water, right? And she didn't know we were going to go anywhere, so she didn't bring a jacket.
I was in a tank top and it was like 45 degrees. I was freezing. I was having a great time.
So like we're walking and like, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to do this.
And you're walking us away from civilization into further cold and dark. And I'm not having a good time. Continue.
Okay, so I want to tell you something. So she had three rules. She made these rules very clear to me from the beginning. First rule, cannot propose at like a major sporting event, a concert, anything like that, right?
Yeah, no Megatrons involved.
Yep, can't do that. Number two, it can't be around a holiday.
Can't be on a holiday.
On a That's holiday.
Gross.
And her family cannot be there.
And no one can be there. I want it to be private.
Yep. I'm not even allowed to record it. And I didn't even ask that, but I understood what she said.
Right, yeah.
So I was a little concerned because her family was on the trip, right? So we're sitting there, we're on the pier, and like I'm thinking like maybe this is the spot. Maybe I do it here. And it just didn't feel right. And she goes, can we just go find like a sweatshirt somewhere, a sweater, something to wear? So we start walking, and I've never seen this before. When's the last time you saw a vending machine with t-shirts and sweatshirts in it?
Never.
I never saw one either. All of a sudden, you look in this place, and it's there, and the lights are on, and I walk around, and it's locked. And I was like, okay.
No way.
That's a sign. So we walk across the street. I'm like, you want some ice cream? Oh, yeah, that's exactly what someone wants.
I was like, I'm freezing cold. No, I don't want ice cream.
I did. But I'll eat just about anything. So then she looks across the street, and she goes, they probably have one in there. So we go inside. It's this blue sweatshirt, and it says Mystic across the chest, right?
Yeah.
It's oversized. It was perfect, right? So she put that on. We walk out, we start walking around the other side of the river. We go to this like dead end. We turn around, we start walking back and we find this spot and we're sitting there. And I just said, this would be a perfect spot to propose if you didn't have so many conditions. And what'd you say?
I said, what do you mean? This means all of them.
All right. So at the moment,
you're going to give an example.
I have my bag like this, okay. Right?
I love this. The live detail there. Here. It's good. So,
she goes, this meets all the requirements.
Then you swung the Merce around.
Yeah, so I go like this. I open it up, and I take it out, because I had it on the top at that moment. And
yeah.
I went silent.
Her face turned white. Yeah. Yes.
I wasn't ready. I knew it was 45 days, because we have this stupid tracking app on our phone, like
those couples do. Oh, that's too cute.
It tells how many days and how far apart we are. It's amazing.
Yeah, and so I was flabbergasted, because I didn't know that it just was a 45 days.
Yeah.
I was not ready. Like I thought we'd get engaged this year. I didn't know it was going to be like the next month after we met like crazy people.
So we were actually going to Italy the next week. Oh, right?
Cool. No, we didn't have that plan.
Well, we were talking about it. We were talking about going to Italy the next week. And I was like, well, I can't do it there. I didn't want to do it around my daughter's birthday. So I was like, this is the best time, because here's the thing. If we're going to do it, we're going to be engaged for a while anyway before we get married. Why waste another minute?
Christy, you were so surprised. Engagement happens. I mean, Jason, you went down on one knee, I assume. And
yeah, it took him so long to go on his knee.
That's not true.
It did. It felt like it took an eternity. Like I had intrusive thoughts. I was like, do I get on a knee? Like, should I be doing something? Because it felt like I just stood there like waiting for him to say or do something. Because he even said, like, I don't normally get nervous. Like, I talk for a living or something. That's not exact quote, but something like that. And then I was like, well, then you should say something. Dang, get to getting. And he just like kind of stood there and paused for, it felt like so long. It was probably 12 seconds, but to me, it felt like 20 minutes.
You got
to
build it up.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't get on one knee. Not the time. I didn't want to ruin the moment. Thank goodness.
I had to make sure like I didn't talk too fast and, you know, fumble the ring down one of the piece of, you know, the wood decking.
Like, yeah, because we were by open water on like a slatted dock, and I'm not very graceful with things. I do have a tendency to lose items, so there's that. But I haven't lost it permanently yet. Only one time. So yeah. And then we cried, because that's what people do.
Yeah, that's
And then
so
we
sweet.
Went back to, well, we went and had, we had
Then
some
we did
ice
have
cream.
Ice cream, because I was a happier person with a sweatshirt and a ring.
Yeah, sweatshirt, ring, ice cream. Yeah, celebrations had to happen, right?
Yeah.
And then we went back to the casino, and Christy wanted to possibly go down and gamble with some other people. I was like, honestly, I don't know that it's a great idea, because we had an event and there would have been so many people in the casino. It wouldn't have been about us. It would have been about them, and I would have had to take pictures. And just wanted to be about us. So then Shane hears what happened. Shane was upstairs. So Shane ran downstairs and congratulated us. He was upstairs working because it's a huge suite, right? There's a whole bunch of rooms in there. And then her mom walked in and thought,
So my parents were in the room when I got back. I thought my dad, who is a degenerate, would be gambling, and my mother, who's a responsible adult, would be in the room. But it was flip-flop. My dad was in the room, exhausted from the day, and my mom was trying to play high-limit slots, so I had to try to call my mom and get her upstairs. And she didn't want to leave because she was waiting for this machine to open up. And I was like, can you come up here? I have something to tell you. So then I didn't already know. Like, at this point, I knew that he told me on the way home from getting the ring that my dad knew. So my dad knew already that it was going to happen, but my mom had no idea. And I didn't know if my dad had spilled the beans to my mom. So my mom came upstairs and my dad kind of knew it, but I like spun my ring around so it wasn't like going to be flashy. And then when my mom came up, I was like, Mom, we went and had ice cream. And I sent her this picture of the turtle sundae I had and my hand was in it with like the rock.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that looks good. And I'm like, no, Mom, look at the picture again. And she's like, what, your nails? I was like, no, Mom, look at the picture again. And she's like, oh my gosh, you're engaged. And then like, I pulled up my hand and she was like, this isn't real. This is fake. This is a joke. Cause I told her about like being cold and buying a sweatshirt and all that stuff before. And she's like, you were at the gift shop buying your sweatshirt and you're punking me. That ring's too big. It's costume jewelry. You're just playing a mean joke on me. And she was just like, pish posh, I'm over it. And I'm like, no, Mom, like it's for real. And she looked at me and like, didn't believe me. And then she looked at my dad and she was like, well, they're probably in cahoots. And then she looked at Jason. And I think she finally realized after looking at him that it was actually serious. And like, this was a real proposal. And then she had a normal mother reaction and got sentimental and sad and all those things. So it was interesting. So it was a fun reveal.
Yeah. That's so great that like, yeah, it checked all your boxes for your wishes, Christy. And then it was cool because it was private, but then you were able to go back and like share that moment with your parents and just have a good time. So that just happened exactly a month ago. I'm looking at my calendar right now.
Yeah. Yes.
So congratulations on your 1 month of being engaged.
Thank you.
Has there been any talk of a wedding or a timeline or anything like that?
Yeah, we're working on it. So it's going to be sometime in summer of 2027.
Okay.
Yeah. Because what had happened was around Christmas time, I manifested that I was going to get married in Italy in 2027. And my family all laughed at me because I was single. And I said, update your passports. I'm going to get married in Italy in 2027. And they were like, to who? And I said, I don't know, but I'm going to find this man. And they all laughed at me. And I said, just update your passports. And now here we are.
That's incredible. I love that.
Yeah. Okay, so we did go to Italy recently and scoped out some vendors. Yeah. They're unbelievable. Okay. They're castles from like the 1500s and 1600s. And we're very excited about that. A lot of that will be private.
And small.
It's going to be very small. Yeah. We did have an engagement party this weekend. We had about 175 people here at our house.
Wow.
That was too many people.
It was a lot of people. So here's the problem. And so she even said this.
Like how it would feel. Yeah.
If you have 175 people and you want to spend 5 minutes a couple, there's no time left to say hi and bye to everybody. And that's what it felt like this weekend. You get quantity, right? You don't get quality time with everyone. So we've decided that our wedding
will be teeny, teeny, tiny, small.
Yeah, not many people get the invite, unfortunately. But it's going to be really nice and grand and beautiful.
I'm not one of those girls that's ever like dreamt about having a wedding. You know what I mean? So I don't have like everything picked out in this like fancy idea of what I want. I just want to get married. I want my family there. Couple friends, that's it. It doesn't spark joy in me to plan things. Getting ready for this last weekend was so much fun, but also my exact nightmare. I'm not really a planner. Being a party planner is not for me. Bless those who love it. But we had a lot of people that were helpful and he did a lot. I did the best I could. But yeah, I don't want to have a wedding that stresses me out. So I would rather just keep it small, keep it little. That's more my vibe.
Yeah. I think that's smart. Yeah. I mean, that sounds gorgeous. So still doing like castle wedding and making it grand, but on a small scale. I love that so much. I think that's a good taste of like your engagement party of what 175 people would feel like on that day. And I think it was good that you kind of had that precursor to the day. So you knew how it felt. So you're like, okay, let's like plan something a little bit different than what we just did. But it's also great that you had the party because you were still able to celebrate with a lot of your friends and family that you love, but just might not be able to come to your actual day. So it's still like a big celebration.
Yeah.
Well, if we went all out and invited everyone that was in our lives.
We're just so popular.
You are. It would be
we have 400 or 500 people at our wedding. It would be a lot of people, right? So it would be ridiculous. So we even talked about like, would we have a reception here after?
Because I always thought we would do that. After this engagement party, I don't know if I even want that.
It just, we felt like we neglected so many people at the party. And there's a lot of people that came and they're here for an hour or two and then had to leave. And it's like, we didn't even get time with them because we're still greeting all the guests that just keep coming in.
You just say hi, shake hands, kiss babies, and they're gone and you're on to the next one in the hug line and then they leave.
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure you want your wedding day to be like about you and your love and to have fun and let loose and not just like you said, shaking hands and kissing babies like the whole time. Like you want to have time to celebrate and do actual wedding things on your wedding day instead of just making sure you get to every guest. I love that perspective for you guys. Summer Italy castle sounds gorgeous. Are you thinking of like having a planner help you with everything?
Yeah, we have a planner. Bless her heart.
Awesome.
Like I said, I don't want to plan things. I'm more of like, I am decisive. Like I do like and don't like very specific things. But I just want them to be presented to me so I don't have to go find them and figure it all out.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
That's great.
And it's totally different in another country like that. I don't even know how you communicate and find the vendors and everyone that you, it's totally different than something here.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a different speed. It's different everything. Different language too.
Language barrier. I've heard too with Italian weddings that just like their pace of life is so much slower than ours. And so like...
Unbelievably,
back to you about things.
Yep.
They don't have as much drive as far as that goes of like needing to get back to someone right away. Are you thinking more like a coastal Italian wedding or more like in a proper city or a church like what are your vibes?
The vibe is like Como.
Okay. Okay.
So that's an aside. Yeah. Like I won't say like exactly where, but I'm pretty sure we have our venue picked. Nice. She's gorge.
It's beautiful.
And people can stay with us there. Most people will be able to stay with us there in the villa, which is just a fancy way to say castle. I don't know why they don't just say castle, but sure, we'll call it a villa. And it's going to be cute and I'm going to love it. It'll just kind of be like a big weekend celebration. It's like the castle itself is like decorated and I'm kind of a less is more neutral girly. So I'd be fine if we threw some blankets on the ground, ate on like a picnic, and I just put on a dress and people show up not looking ugly and away we go.
Okay, she forgot to tell you it's a 5-star experience at this place. The food, the accommodations, it's 5-star and it's so good. Oh, it's beautiful.
That's awesome. So are you thinking it'll be more like black tie, like super fancy, like for your guests to get dressed up and everything, or more formal, or...
I mean, I'm going to implement a dress code because I think that looks more cohesive in photos, but I don't know what that'll be yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wear Psycho Bunny or Mr. Handpay stuff.
It'll be neutral-ish, like champagnes and golds and maybe like a little blush, nothing crazy.
Like all the balloons that we have behind us and flowers.
That sounds so gorgeous. I'm so excited for you guys. So what have you enjoyed most about being engaged for this past month?
I don't know. You go first.
I enjoy introducing Christy as my fiance to everybody. It's one of my favorite things. It honestly, you just blink and I mean, I blink now and I'm 45 years old and you know, just the last month since we've been engaged has just gone so fast. But you know, I'm thankful every single day that things worked out that the way that they did. And
you love me or whatever.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah, so much. I'm so lucky. I really, really am. But I enjoy doing all the fun things that we've been doing on the channel together. And Jason was there and Mr. Handpay. She's been helping out with a lot of stuff that we just get to spend more and more time together because I just never get sick of her. I love spending every minute with her.
That's
and
really
Blair
sweet.
Does as well. Blair absolutely adores her.
That's so great. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's
and
so
And honestly, today... Blair had to have a little procedure. That's why she's here today. Reach for Christy more than me.
Yeah, I wanted
that's
to hurt
really
me.
Sweet.
But no, oh yeah, I think like it doesn't feel different being engaged, which we should probably know both of us, I guess, since we did it before, but it feels the same. But it made me feel like it was okay to kind of abandon a little bit more of like my old life and like lean more into this one. And I like that it feels like more okay to like be part of like Blair and say like stepmom, like that's kind of cute. I love that. Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of crazy because when I met him, something we didn't tell you is that I was going to move to Minneapolis from Milwaukee. And so like after our first date, I told him, by the way, I'm moving.
She did not tell me. She was like, I'm thinking about moving. I might move.
But I knew I was moving.
I didn't know that. I don't even know if I would have gone out with her if I had known that.
Gosh, wow.
So I like 2 weeks after we met and did our date, I moved all of my stuff from Milwaukee to Minneapolis. And then 2 weeks-ish ago, I moved it all back. So that was weird. But I didn't want to just like not move for this man I just met. That felt insane. So I moved anyways. But then once we got engaged, she was like, hey, hey, now you have to move here. So we moved my stuff back. So it made me feel less crazy too. Like, you know, like as like a girl in the relationship, like if you're like giving up your life a little bit to move into like a man's house and like live here and everything, it makes it feel like more real.
You know how like in a relationship, things like you're so excited and things are going well. And then all of a sudden it's like you hit a wall and it's like done. And it's hard to ever recover from that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So like, I was very concerned, like we're going to keep riding up. And obviously it all happened so fast in that we were going to get engaged and then we were going to possibly hit a wall.
He's going to fall out of love with me.
But I'll tell you everything but that has happened and it has gotten better and better every single day since then.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so, good.
Yeah,
she's able to like put those fears aside of hitting a low in your relationship, and you've just been feeling it progress up to this point, which is really exciting for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, when we went on the first date, I called Dita right after, and I told Dita, I was like, Dita, she's my person. I'm going to marry her. I told Dita that.
Yeah, I was out with my friends. I think the second weekend after we met, so it'd been like 10 days, and I told a couple of my friends, I'm going to marry this man, and they thought I was crazy, and I said, write that down, put that in the books, I'm going to marry this man in Italy in 2027, and they're like, Christy, you've had too many cocktails, go home. And then we had the engagement party this weekend, they're like, well, we guess you were right.
That's so cool. It's been pretty fast and everything. You guys have been engaged for just a month now, but do you have any other advice for couples planning their weddings right now?
You go.
I think you've got a great answer for this.
Me?
Yeah.
How do you know what my answer is going to be?
We talked about it.
Oh, about keeping it small? Oh, and going at your own pace. Yeah. So I think like that's the thing, right? Like everyone that really cares about us on either side is kind of just like express some worry about how fast it is, but I would have never changed our timeline just to make other people happy. Maybe that sounds selfish, but so be it. Like I feel good about what's happening and so does he. And I don't want to go slower just so other people can catch up and then waste what time we could have together building our future and family. Like I ain't no spring chicken. I don't want to waste an extra year so people can feel better about me getting engaged. To me, that's dumb, dumb, stupid head. I don't want to do that. I like that we are just kind of doing what feels right to us. And I think the people that are around us are slowly catching up. And the more time they see and spend with us together, I think they're like, oh, we get it. And if you don't, oh, well. So I like that. And then my other advice would be if you don't love planning, like keep your wedding small. Because when it gets so big, it's like not about you anymore. It's about all these other people. That's not the vibe for me. I think just do whatever feels good for you. If you love everybody and want to have a big wedding and love the hug line, go crazy. But I think for most people, they just do it because they feel like they have to invite all these people. You want to talk to them in over 2 years? You don't have to invite them nowhere. That's crazy. It's not even a money or budgetary thing. It's just so that you can enjoy the day, right? So test the waters, do what's right for you. But that's what I would say. Do whatever makes you happy for a timeline and for people you invite.
I agree with that. So if you look at even in the first 45 days, I would say arguably we've stuffed 2 years of dating into 45 days. That's how much time we spent together and how many, we probably went on more trips in the 45 days than people go on in 2 years. I mean, it's crazy, right? And just everyday life stuff. So there are, you know, we didn't really have many people that were like, hey, pump the brakes a little bit. But then there were some people that are like, well, you can wait like, you know, a year and a half or 2 years to get engaged. Honestly, what's the difference? if we would wait 6 months, a year, year and a half, or 2 years, you're going to get the same reaction from the same people. Rip the Band-Aid off. Do what feels right to you.
Well, we're not getting married this summer either. That would be a little insane, right? So we have a longer engagement. So by the time we get married, we've been together like a year and a half-ish. That's intentional, right?
Yeah.
So if he turns out to be a serial killer and it's a long con, I'll know.
That's hilarious.
That was interesting.
Yeah. That took a turn. But no, that's really great advice. I think, sticking to your own timeline, doing what's right for the two of you. Like you said, people are going to be happy for you no matter what your timeline is.
So, like family reaction to stuff. Okay. I had said to Blair, come on in here for a second.
Yeah. Let's see Blair.
Oh. Yeah.
They're in the middle of us. They're right in the middle here. So I had said to Blair that, you know, I apologized to her, for, you know, past relationship and sort of like how she felt. And I asked her like what she was looking for with somebody that I would date, like what would make her feel comfortable. Right. She gave me a list of this long list of everything. And I said, listen, before I date anyone else, I want to introduce them to you, because if you're not happy, I'm not going to date the person. If I don't get your blessing. So,
it's not terrifying at all.
Christy was very concerned about that, right?
Christy had to pass the test. Yeah.
Yeah. She was very concerned, but they met fairly soon as well. Right. And have been virtually inseparable ever since. Did Christy check all your boxes? Yes.
Great answer.
Love it.
The got Blair a little diamond ring. So Christy got a ring and Blair got a ring that she gets to wear. She doesn't always have it on because she doesn't want to lose it. But
I was really nervous after we got engaged so fast to come home and tell her, because she's kind of the judge and the jury over here. Right. And I was like, if she's not happy, then like, that's not great. And I was nervous to tell her because, right, like it's just a change in your life. And I wanted to make sure you were happy too, because she's coming on this little journey with us.
I love how, you know, you gave her the ring, and that's like symbolic that you guys are all doing this together as like a family unit, which is really cool. So, yeah.
And we do vlog a lot of the stuff on the other channel, right? We have the Mr. Handpay, but we do the Jason Was There, which shows like everyday life experiences. You know, Blair turned 11 recently and we went to Wisconsin Dells, and Christy got her a magic wand where it was a yes day. So everything that she wanted to do magically worked on every credit card reader with the magic wand.
Yeah,
that's so fun.
And we put all that stuff on there. Could be, Disney trips, dive bars, or Michelin star dining. We put all that stuff on there. A lot of it is all of us as a family and decorating our 18-foot tree.
Yeah. Okay. Go check that out if you're watching this. We'll link all of that in the show notes. Has it been fun, Christy and Blair, too? Like, joining in with Jason on all of his fun YouTube channels and adventures that he goes on and films and work stuff. Yeah, nice. I love that.
No, it's amazing. Like Blair will come home and say, hey, so-and-so, my teacher watches you.
That's so good.
You better give you an A and I'll give him a t-shirt.
Right? That's so fun. Well, do you have anything else coming up as far as the YouTube channel goes? I know we chatted all about weddings, but anything else that we can expect?
So we're working on some really big promotions on a race to 2 million subscribers for Mr. Handpay. And we've got a lot of events coming up. So one thing that we do at Mr. Handpay, it's called Your Luck Has Arrived. So what we do is we find our people around a casino playing small bets, and we give them money to play big bets. And we film everything on Mr. Handpay. We've had one person that won twice, like $33,000. They were paying like 20 cents a spin. But we're actually doing a lot of it now, partnering with casinos like Foxwoods Casino, Viejas in San Diego, Gila River in Arizona. We're working on some deals with Atlantis and other casinos around the country where we're doing these events and we're giving away big money. We're going to work our way up to $1 million in free play to a single person. I know that we had talked earlier about like career. So I had a landscape asphalt concrete business that I actually sold in 2023. I've never really talked about that online before. Sold that in 2023 to do YouTube full time. And we've turned this into something pretty amazing.
Normal transition. Everyone does that.
Yeah. I used to love the gamble. Right? And, yeah. And Christy has been very successful with everything that she has done, and we're pivoting that a little bit now too.
Pivot. Might as well talk about it. So I've done like sales and like managing sales teams and done like director level positions and all types of different like retail and corporate environments until recently, when I a little bit rage retired because we just have to travel so much for his job. Like it's a big time commitment. And so basically looking at what we needed from now to the end of the year, I didn't have enough vacation to be gone every other weekend and on all these trips, but it didn't work out. So I ended up leaving the current company I was with, and now I'm going to help Jason and be able to travel with him full time, which is sort of scary, but I'm excited, right? Because I feel like I focused on career my entire life, and I feel like even a couple years ago before I met these lovely two, I decided like I didn't need to chase money anymore. I wanted to chase like finding my person and building a family and just like the traditional type stuff, and people can hate on that if they want, but I have enough money, even though people think I'm poor and homeless, and that's why I'm dating Jason. But I was pretty successful, I would say, for someone as a business person. And I just didn't need to continue chasing promotions and moving. I wanted to kind of sacrifice that to gain in my personal life. And so that's what I've done. And I feel like it's going to turn out fantastical. And now Blair's stuck with me as a part-time stay-at-home mother. So we'll see how it goes.
So I'm going to brag a little bit about Christy here. So she never even talked to me about this at all. She, while we were dating, she was offered and one of the last two finalists with Apple for a VP level position.
What?
Yeah. It is a crazy, crazy position. And I brought it up to her later, like, why did you give that up? And she was like, well, I wouldn't have been able to be with you and Blair. And it's, unbelievable that she gave that up to have this, to be here with us.
My gosh, I love you both or something.
Teamwork makes the dream work. I love it so much.
Yeah, so with like the traveling, like there's, I think we've got like 7 weekends in a row coming up. Like we have events where we've got stuff going on all the time. So, and it's great because we get to bring Blair with us to a lot of these places. She gets to hang out at the resorts and
that's fun.
And do stuff and have fun and create some content for her channel too. So,
Okay. Last question. What's been the most fun casino moment between you guys?
Probably like the little bit ago when we just won the grand jackpot.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how a timeline works.
Oh no. Yeah. You can talk about it. This is crazy.
We made like a random trip, just him and I, to Foxwoods to film some more content, and we were playing, and I love gambling as we've already expressed. And so he was kind of having a Debbie Downer day and was not doing good on anything. And
it's the Dita birthday video that's coming on Friday.
And he was letting me play on the machine I wanted to play. And it's this game where you have to get these bonuses to pop. And I just saw the diamond show up, which means you win a bonus. And I saw they were in colors. I didn't have time to process what the colors and words were. And then we won like $57,000 or something, which is my biggest win, not his. But it was fun. I've never won a grand jackpot of that size before. Like my biggest one before that was maybe like in the teen $1,000s. So it was crazy.
So what's nuts is the luck that she brings is out of this world.
I let her spin. Right?
We played Huff and Even More Puff Grand and it was alive and she spins the wheel. The only time to ever push it, right? Dita, Robin, Shane, myself, you know, everyone's pushing it all the time. She gets the super jackpot for whatever. It was 16 grand, which is...
I do be winning. I feel good at gambling.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
So and she brings a little something different to the channel that I know
chaos.
People really
I bring
enjoy.
Chaos.
That's so fun.
No, that was exciting. So that'll come out very soon.
I was in shock. Okay, I just blinked. I think I just blinked a lot. I don't even think I said a lot. I was surprised.
That's so good. This has been so fun just hearing your story, and congratulations you guys to all three of you. I'm so excited to just see what's to come and enjoy the season of engagement and enjoy your wedding to the fullest. And thank you so much for coming on and just chatting all the fun details with me today. It was a fun one.
This is great. Honestly, this is only the second podcast I've ever done. The other was called The Dog Walk. Yeah. Okay. So this was great. And I don't always reveal a lot of personal information on my channel. So
yeah,
thank you for having us. I appreciate you putting up with us so much.
All right. We'll chat soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
There you have it. Another episode of the Wedding Reporter podcast. To see those gorgeous wedding and engagement photos, head over to NashvilleBrideGuide.com for more behind the scenes content. And if you like this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and subscribe the show. See you next time for another great episode. Are you planning the wedding of your dreams in Nashville, Music City, USA? Today's episode is brought to you by 1410, the premier wedding venue that captures the essence of Nashville's vibrant energy. Whether you're envisioning a chic urban celebration or a romantic southern soiree, 1410 offers the perfect blend of elegance and charm for your special day. From the moment you step into the venue, you'll be enchanted by the stylish architecture. 1410 provides a stunning backdrop for your wedding festivities, ensuring every moment is filled with beauty and joy. And let's talk about the space. With versatile indoor and outdoor spaces, you'll have endless possibilities to customize your wedding exactly as you've always imagined. Plus, 1410 offers a dedicated team of event professionals who are committed to bringing your vision to life. From planning to execution, they'll take care of every detail, allowing you to relax and enjoy your special day to the fullest. And the best part? Located in the heart of Nashville's bustling neighborhood, The Nations, 1410 is conveniently situated near top hotels, restaurants, and attractions, making it easy for you and your guests to experience all that Music City has to offer. So if you're searching for a wedding venue that exudes Nashville charm and sophistication, look no further than 1410. Visit their website today and schedule a tour to start planning the wedding of your dreams. And don't forget to tell them Nashville Bride Guide sent you. Visit their website at 1410.828venues.com. That's 14TENN.828venues.com. Or check them out in the Nashville Bride Guide vendor directory.